Welcome to the Healthy Mindset App Podcast, where host Mike Hartman, a performance coach and former professional athlete, brings his passion to help athletes and workplace athletes achieve their dreams and goals while being mindful of everything else in life. Mike also uses this platform to share his targeted assessment application, Healthy Mindset course, meditation, and goal setting technique for the athlete and workplace athlete. We're glad you're here. Now, let's dive headfirst into this episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Hartman.
In this episode, we're going to talk about the mindset of going beyond, often referred to as a growth mindset or a mindset of striving for excellence. It also involves in the determination to exceed your current limits and achieve higher levels of success, personal development, and fulfillment. This mindset is characterized by qualities that drive you to reach further and make the most of your potential. I'm going to give you some points today, some key points and aspects of the mindset of going beyond. The first one that I always love, and I've been doing this for years, is I continuously believe in the importance of learning. Embrace yourself to a commitment of lifelong learning. I always say you could learn from anybody. You could learn from everybody. I learn different things from different people every day. So see your very experiences, challenges, and setbacks as opportunity to learn and grow. Strive to acquire new knowledge and skills that will contribute to your personal and professional development. These are things that you could do. I continuously want to learn more about people I work with. I work with a lot of athletes. That doesn't mean I'm an expert in all sports. I've used this one many times. I talk about resilience. So you cultivate the ability to bounce back from failures or setbacks or things that may have happened. How quick you bounce back if you've had a bad game, a bad day at work. Anything, something could have had a setback in your life. So instead of being discouraged by obstacles, see them as a stepping stone on your path to success. And that's what we do here at the HealthyMindsetApp.com. We try to help you in our community with some of these tools. And you're not alone. And we make sure that you're not doing it alone. That's why we have our community. That's why I love the community. You know, developing the resilience and determination just to keep moving forward. I know these are words and it's easier to say, but if you work on it and you develop that mindset of doing these things, it's going to help you. And one thing we've always learned too is embracing challenges. You welcome challenges as an opportunity for growth. I was playing pickleball with my girlfriend and she was a little nervous to play because it was a higher level than what she is at. It could have been a bunch of level fours there. And if anyone in pickleball knows, if you're a 3, 4, or 5, you're pretty good. 5 is pro. 3 is you're getting a good handle of the game. And I think she might be a 2.5 or 2.6 or 7 if you're going to really rate her. She's getting better every day. But I said, embrace the challenge. You have nothing to lose. Have fun. If you're an athlete and you're out there and you're playing against better players, older players, or whatever it may be, challenge yourself. It works. Same thing. No matter what it is, embrace those challenges. Test your limits. Learn from your mistakes and develop new strategies to overcome obstacles. Setting stretch goals. Now, this is a little bit different than that we talk about when setting goals, but set ambitious and challenging goals that push you out of your comfort zone. It could be we talk a lot about SMART goals in the HealthyMindsetApp.com community, but this is something that's a little bit different, like stretch yourself, but not to a point that you're going to frustrate yourself if you don't achieve those goals, but see beyond your current capabilities and inspire yourself to strive for excellence, adapting to different things, or even having like a positive attitude, an optimistic outlook into things. I remember I went to Florida to visit my mother. She just got out of the hospital. She had an infection and she had to stay into this rehab center a little bit longer. And then a few days, like, I don't know, maybe 4 days later, she was able to get out. We all went for dinner. We were in Florida. It started raining on us. And she laughed. She laughed. She goes, look at this. She says, how often is it that we're going to be eating in the rain? So yeah, I was with my brother and a bunch of us. We were my sister, we were sitting around, and my mother's the one that had the positive attitude. So that optimistic outlook is so important. So, you know, believe in your ability to overcome things that happen in your everyday life. Positive attitude can help you maintain motivation and attract positive outcomes every day. And one thing too is take an initiative. Be proactive in seeking opportunities for personal and professional development. Keep learning, keep educating yourself, learn new skills, take on new responsibilities, and explore new avenues of growth for yourself. You can always get better, right? Focus on excellence. Aim for excellence in everything you do, whether it's your work, whether you're playing a fun sport, whether you're playing very competitive sports, whether you're at work, no matter what it is, focus on excellence. I remember I was young and my father was, I was playing a pickup hockey game and I was just not really giving a real effort. I was about 18 years old and my father told it to me straight. He did some work for the Detroit Red Wings in hockey. So for some of you hockey fans out there, and my father went to see me play and I was just skating around. And that year I did not get drafted to the NHL. My father just said it in a really nice way. He says, it's kind of strange that you're out there bouncing pucks up in the air. Well, I just got back from Joe Louis Arena and Steve Yzerman, Lane Lambert, Joey Koser, Claude Lazelle. Those were players that were a little bit older than me. They're out there on the bike, they're training, they're doing extra. And you think you're so good, you could just bounce the puck off your stick and have a little fun while they're training. That caught a nerve, but you know what? It woke me up. So sometimes we have to embrace these things. Adapting to change is so important. Embrace change as a natural part of growth. Be open to adapting to strategies, beliefs, approaches based on new information or evolving circumstances. We're going to bring something to you, a different type of meditation that you haven't seen, or maybe you have heard about it, and we're going to be bringing something different. I always like to, the next one is seeking feedback. When I wrote this out, welcome yourself to constructive feedback. Be willing to learn. Put your ego aside. Listen, you may not like the way you're being criticized, but use feedback to refine your skills and approach and be open to learning from others. And this is one I've learned, and it took me a while, especially life after sports, is networking. In networking, connect with people who share your mindset and values. And that's what we do in the healthymindsetapp.com. I'd love to have you join our community. There's no www, so if you went to healthymindsetapp.com, I would love to have you be a part of it. We're trying to build this community with like-minded people. We have a lot of athletes that play sports. And we have the workplace athletes that we believe that you could have that athletic mindset. So love to help you. Love to have you be a part of it. And if you have any questions, please reach out.
We're so glad you joined us for this episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast with your host, Mike Hartman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. To dive deeper and learn more about the Healthy Mindset program, or to get in touch with Mike, please visit our website, healthymindsetapp.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again in the next episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast. Until then, be well.